Ever since John Travolta resurrected his film career in Pulp Fiction, movie stars have been using small independent films to help change their image. The latest to try a makeover is Sylvester Stallone, who moves out of the action hero business in his new movie, Copland. John Powers has this review.
Back in the 60s and 70s, Hollywood was fond of making movies like The Longest Day or The Towering Inferno that tried to convince viewers they were seeing something special by filling even the smallest roles with well-known faces. Every time you looked in a foxhole or opened an elevator door, you'd see somebody like Richard Burton or Robert Vaughn acting his head off. The new movie Copland practices the same overkill. It's an essentially small film, almost crushed by the weight of its cast. The scene is Garrison, New Jersey, a small town dominated by off-duty New York cops who, in a classic case of white flight, have taken their families out of the city and tried to create a small, safe utopia across the bridge. These cops control everything, including the local sheriff, Freddie Heflin, played by Sylvester Stallone, who let himself get pudgy for the role. The overweight Freddie always dreamed of wearing NYPD blue, but he could never make it because he was deaf in one ear. And so he wound up in Garrison, dealing with speeders and treed cats, and doing the bidding of Harvey Keitel's character, Ray Donlan, a crooked New York cop who essentially runs the town. Even when an internal affairs detective played by Robert De Niro asks for his help, Freddie tries not to see what's really going on. But eventually, things get so out of control in Garrison that he's forced to start acting like the real sheriff he always yearned to be. Of course, when Freddie and his deputies start doing their jobs properly, the locals don't like it. At one point, Keitel gets stopped for speeding by Freddie's deputy, Cindy, who's played by, of all people, Janine Garofalo.
Hi, can you turn your engine off for me?
I got the air on.
You on the job?
No, we're coming from Forest Hills, honey. I'm John McEnroe, that's Jimmy Connors.
Is your license in there? Can you pull it out for me, please? This is a school zone.
Listen, Miss Betts, you're new, right?
Yes, I'm new here, but I'm not new on the job. I was a municipal deputy in Elmira.
Freddie! I see, officer, in Garrison, when the car you're going to tag has got a PDA sticker, I'd advise you to think to yourself, hey, that's one of the good guys. I think I'll go catch me a bad guy.
Copland was written and directed by James Mangold, who's come up with a clever, sharp script. I'm tempted to call it an Eastern, because Mangold has so obviously transported to New Jersey the themes of the old Hollywood Western. You have the beleaguered sheriff who needs to prove himself. You have the town run by evil gunmen who spend their time at the local saloon. You have the flawed sidekick, in this case a cokehead cop, nicely played by Ray Liotta. And naturally, you have the final showdown out on the streets. Although this is the purest formula, it's a formula that still works. We want to see how Freddie will redeem himself. But while the movie holds us, that's all it does. We keep expecting it to kick into high gear, but Mangold's directing lacks the confident snap of the best westerns or crime pictures. His first movie, Heavy, was a clumsy little number about an overweight pizza cook. It had the cramped look and feel of a low-budget independent film. So does Copland, which unfortunately is an expensive movie, crawling with famous actors that Mangold's not able to control. The worst offender is Stallone, who's like a black hole at the center of the movie. After years of playing action heroes in rubbish like Judge Dredd and Daylight, he's obviously hoping to humanize his image with Freddie, whose sweetness and underdog vulnerability hark back to the character who made him, Rocky Balboa. But in the years since Rocky, Stallone's ego has grown larger than a head on Easter Island, while his acting has grown far less expressive. Freddie should be a can't-miss role, but Stallone's talent has been so corrupted by success that he can't play an ordinary guy anymore. He's clearly forgotten what it's like to be an outsider looking in. And so, rather than make Freddie a man of feeling and depth who regains his pride, he shambles through the movie seeming faintly half-witted, like Lenny in Of Mice and Men. There's nothing behind those Basset Hound eyes except infinite vanity and his desire for our love. He's living in Starland, not Copland.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.